Yes, people. We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A, where we answer sporting questions from the chat. We now know two of the four semi-finalists in the Champions League, with PSG and Dortmund going through tonight, knocking out Barcelona and Atletico. So we'll be discussing both those quarterfinals. Of course, looking ahead to the quarterfinals tomorrow, with Bayern Munich taking on Arsenal, Manchester City taking on Real Madrid as well. But first and foremost, make sure you run up the likes. Hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you do that. Share this across all of the socials as well. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV. And when you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell. As regards to the Q&As as well, members' comments take priority. So if you're a member of the channel, I will star your question. I will get to it. Of course, if you super chat, I will get to that as well. So I'm not ignoring anybody, people. So just to clarify, so get your questions in. Of course, if you're a non-member and it's a non-super chat and it's a good question, I will get to it. But to make sure your question gets read out, member, either join the membership. I was going to say links in the pinned comment, but it's not. Link is not in the pinned comment. It's underneath in the description. But what is in the pinned comment? 16 out of 10 t-shirts available to purchase right now at sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. That is sarcasmcitytv.myshopify.com. Link is in the pinned comment. We've got two different designs, four different colors. All of the information is on the website. And for those that are like, what is this 16 out of 10 thing? If you're a regular watcher of Sarcasm City TV, you know. If you're not a regular watcher of Sarcasm City TV and this is the first time seeing this clip, enjoy, people.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. So yeah, 16 out of 10 tees available. Jez is also in the building as well. Big up to everyone in the chat. Dennis the Great, I see you. He says, fucking buzzing. Drinking Atletico and Barcelona tears, man. We must tomorrow. Hey, you know what, Dennis? You as a Real Madrid fan must have felt how I felt on Sunday watching Liverpool and Arsenal lose back-to-back. So it's great. Mbappe, best player in the world, fam, did nothing in the game, but he delivered when it mattered the most. That's what you like to see. I'm a huge Mbappe fan. Huge Mbappe fan. He was awful over both legs. I know he scored twice, but he was absolutely awful. But big up to Chinlu, big up Warrior J, Jordan S, I see you, Omar B, of course, Sheik in the cut. Make sure you subscribe to Sheik TV as well. He says, yes, flawless, cop the merch, you see me. Jordan S goes in to say, Xavi, an idiot for taking off Yamal. Should have took off Lewandowski and left the pace up top. You leave Yamal and you leave Rafinha on, because they still had chances in the game. That's how poor PSG were. Thoughts on Barcelona, 1, PSG, 4, flawless. Decision-making, man. I say this all the time. Decision-making and doing the basics can cost you at this level. And that's what happened. Barcelona were coasting in that game at 1-0 up. 4-2 up on aggregate, 1-0 up on the night, coasting. And is it Araujo? However you say his name. Yeah. I rate him as a centre-back when I've watched him, Araujo. Terrible decision. Don't make the challenge on Barcola. Let him go past you. One, there's no guarantee he scores. And two, even if he scores, you're still 4-3 up in the tie. He is not solely costing, but he's majorly to blame for what happened. Like Cancelo, it was a poor touch by Dembele. He's not scoring from there. Why make a slide tackle? Stay on your feet. He's not scoring from there. Worst he's going to do is cross. You can get across the block, the cross, because you're close enough to him. Decisions. Two decisions. Because I thought Barcelona were comfortable in the game. At 1-0, I was like, yeah, this is a wrap. They don't like doing anything. Barcola, Dembele, Mbappe, nothing. And from when Araujo makes that challenge and they go down to 10 men, it gives all the initiative to PSG. And Barcelona still had chances at times. Marquinhos making a I think it was the Lewandowski shot. And Donnarumma parried it out and Marquinhos got across. So it wasn't all plain sailing. It was not all plain sailing. But hey, that's their lookout. I don't like Barcelona, so they can hold that. And I'm an Mbappe guy, so I'm with it. And on the other side, I'm a Sancho guy. And Sancho, so is Mbappe versus Sancho in the Champions League semi-final. I'm all for it. One of them going to be in the final. I'm all for it. I need one of them with the Champions League trophy. I need that as a picture. Either one of them. Whether it's Mbappe or whether it's Sancho. And one of them's going to be in the final. So I'm gassed. But even more gassed than me is this guy right here, because he's seeing his team make the Champions League semi-final. Just talk to us about the other game, because that's the one you was watching.
I actually had both games on, but obviously...
Oh, you had both games on? Okay.
I had both games on, but I was making sure that I could stay on the Dortmund game, making sure I got that game on. Do you want me to talk about Barca first, or...?
Yeah, no, no. Talk, hey, whichever. You choose. Talk about both, so whichever fam floor is yours.
I'll go with Barca quickly, since that was the first question, isn't it? I think it's easier for me to put it down quickly, because... I generally believe Barcelona win the tie if Araujo stays on, because the way PSG was playing, the way Mbappe was playing, I don't see, maybe Dembele gets a goal, even with 11 men, but I don't see PSG getting the type of control that they had in the early, maybe 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the second half, because how much Barcelona was just sitting off, and you know, on this level, like you said, how certain decisions, even if it's one mistake, can completely cost you the whole game. And this is the type of thing where I say this world can make this. This can be the 1%. We always talk about how certain players need to be playing to a certain level, and they need to be a certain level. Even if they have all the ability of the world, if the 1% is missing, can cost you a tie right there. And I think these roster players, I think even as Xavi, as the manager, because I kind of get why people go at Xavi for taking Yamal off. I necessarily don't. I don't even disagree if the people are angry at it. Mm-hmm. But I think I don't. It's a learning curve for Xavi, because people also forget Xavi never been in this type of situation before. Big game like this, second leg. It's not like he has another leg then to come back again and think about what he can do. He never been in this situation before. So this is like, I think he thought like, you know what, Yamal's young. I don't know. I don't want this kid, because he can. Yamal's class, isn't it? But at the same time, he's still a young player, so he's very prone to maybe do mistakes, and or maybe give the ball a bit too easy away. But I think it was a bad night for Barcelona. I think Araujo cost them the time, in my opinion. And Mbappe was very bad, actually. Mbappe plays like that against Dortmund, considering how well Dortmund actually been playing in the Champions League. I'm obviously going to get there next. PSG could be in trouble if he doesn't step up in that ties. But talking about the Atleti Dortmund game, when everybody was saying that the tie was playing, Dortmund was looked at as the team, like everybody was looking at Dortmund as food.
Food, yeah, like you lot with barbecue shrimp.
Shrimp. Bumble, jerk chicken.
Wings,
Deutsche Wurst, Deutsche Venus, and shit. Like, also, all the delicious cuisines that people know. Everybody was looking at Dortmund the way, at that. And even I, to be fair, like, I was like, when the Atleti draw was made, I said, the first thing I said is, this is possibly the best draw that could have happened. I said it on the spot, and I said, I don't understand why people are underestimating this Dortmund side as much as. Why Atleti is getting so much praise. And for me, it's fair. If you said you just didn't watch too much Dortmund this season, then I think it's fair.
That's honestly if like someone says that.
Because I know some people didn't watch maybe watch Dortmund as much, so they maybe don't have the knowledge of Dortmund of how they've been performing. But I've been watching Dortmund the whole season. I watched most of Dortmund games this season. I probably sometimes prefer to even watch more Dortmund games than Tottenham games at times, depending who Tottenham plays. But it depends. But I said the fact that the second leg was always going to be in Germany, I said as long as Dortmund is not going to go down in the two-goal cushion, Dortmund going to win the game at the away game. I called it. And I said it's because the team won. Literally, it's funny. We literally talked about it yesterday. How a home stadium crowd can make a huge difference. And the West and the Signal Iduna Park is a big reason why this Dortmund team has been performing the way they've been performing in the season that you see out. PSG in the group stages, Newcastle in the group stages, and AC Milan, all home games. I think went unbeaten. I don't think we lost a game at the home ground.
Oh really? Then, okay.
Yeah, I think Dortmund never lost a game in the home ground this season.
Jesus. I didn't know that.
In the Champions League.
I watch you lot in the round before this. You played Ajax?
Yeah.
Yeah, you played Ajax.
No, because we lost PSG away because we finished top.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm saying in the round before this, who did you play?
And PSV. PSV, yeah. But, yeah. So, Norman lost the game at home, and this is so important why I said as long as the second leg was always going to be in Germany, why I always had a feeling that Dortmund can do so. Even though I still said at the beginning, I favor Atleti just a little bit, maybe 10% to 40. I was saying 60 to 40 to Atleti. But I never understood why people were disrespecting the Dortmund side as much as they did. Because, like I said at the start, if you don't watch Dortmund, then it's fair. They just say you haven't watched Dortmund and you just don't know. But I feel like a lot of people were just going with the fact that they beat Inter Milan, and Inter Milan was getting so much praise this season. I watched the Inter Milan Atleti game twice. Inter Milan should have finished Atleti at the home ground, at their home ground in the San Siro. They didn't do it. And then see again what a home crowd can do for Atleti. Did them in the Champions League and then kicked out the finalists from last season. And we basically did the Uno reverse card on them. And Sabitzer, what a performance. Prant, stepping up. Terzic realizing that you actually need creators on the pitch instead of just running. This would kill us in the first game because the fact that he played Nemcha, Sabitzer, and Sean, instead of having Prant there, I think really killed the team in the first leg. And you saw, when Prant came on, you saw the difference that made. I think Sancho wasn't today the greatest. Obviously, I think Atleti adjusted to his game. Considering in the first game, he was much better, in my opinion. But it didn't matter because Prant was just playing so well. Sabitzer was playing so well. And I think the Bayern and Gittens sub also helped changing the momentum and giving Dortmund control. And I keep saying people, Bayern Gittens is one of the more underrated English wingers out there. I like this kid, though.
He's English?
He's English, yeah.
I didn't know he was English.
He came from the City Academy. Actually, I think he was both. We bought him from the City Academy, but I think he was at Chelsea before he went to City.
Okay, yeah, he's 19. I just clicked because I literally just pulled up the lineup.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to lie. What you're talking about, so I'm just doing my research right here. Yeah. I know some of them, of course.
Yeah. And, I say, it's just the impact that the kid brings every time. And I think there's one thing where I criticize Tursic a lot in terms of maybe why you're not giving the younger guys chances. But I can't look at, even despite the criticism that I give Tursic, the way he's been actually been able to manage through this season, the Champions League, it's like the leagues, this is where the league season, I'm like, because he's going to get Champions League regardless. I feel like the fact, if Bayern beat Arsenal tomorrow, Germany should be 100% getting that fifth spot anyway. So Champions League is pretty much going to be there for lock-in. And then the fact that you perform this like this in the Champions League, I'm like, you know what? Fair play. I can't hate on the guy. Like, even if you go to PSG, I'm like, shit, I had us finishing fourth in the group stages.
You did.
Going into this Champions League negative from fourth to a semi-final, bro. I never heard that shit before.
That is crazy. You lot in the semi-final, and you're just a cohesive unit with a good system.
We don't have this flashy guys. We don't have the guys that people say go sign. Foucault last season was playing for Werder Bremen.
Yeah. I've only seen him in the World Cup. It's not
the flashy. Adeyemi, he's been on and off. It's not the flashiest guys. We had Sancho on loan, who was not playing for half of the season. And this Dortmund team scored 4 goals. And I think this is the one thing about this Dortmund team will not defend. These fuckers don't want to defend. They can stay as compact as always. There's always somebody in this defense that wants to give a goal away. Whoever is Schlotterbeck, whoever is Kobel, whoever is Hummels, whoever it is, somebody wants to give a goal away. But what does this team do? Goals and scores goals. And this is how you win football matches sometimes. Like, I think this is what also Terzic realized. This team is just not going to keep clean sheets. But Kobel can make big saves. So we're going to rely on our guys being able to score goals and Kobel making big saves. And yeah, man.
You rate him as a goalkeeper, Kobel?
Oh, Kobel, the only issue is he's very injury prone for a goalkeeper. That's the only issue. That's the only issue that I have.
He's like Maignan.
Maignan, yeah. But I think he's really good. I think Kobe's a really good goalkeeper. But this dude gets way too often injured. I don't get it how he gets injured.
Hey, that's fair. Big up Fats in the cut as well. Fats, what are you telling me?
What's good, people? Laker Nation in the building, yeah? Laker Nation in the building.
Let's go, Laker Nation in the building. Strive for greatness. You should strive for greatness, people. You should strive for greatness. And and that's a great segue because Tazu says, just join, big up everyone. Can we run the clip? Give me 1 second. What does it say in your tea? Again, say that again, please, Fats.
Strive for greatness. Strive for greatness.
So strive for greatness. Don't strive to do shit like this.
By the way, can I just say, the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
All right, big up the panel. I told as for. And speaking of 16 out of 10 people, your 16 out of 10 t-shirts are available. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. Two different designs, 4 different colors. Make sure you check out the website, all at the great price of £16.10. You heard it here, £16.10. And if you are a member of the channel from before today, you do indeed get 16% off. So just message me, people, and we will sort that out. Not only available in the UK currently, will be available for worldwide shipping by the 22nd of this month. But big up to everyone that's locked in. Like I said, link is in the pinned comment for the website. That is www. Just type in your browser, sarcasmcityTV.myshopify.com. Link is underneath in the description, people, and also in the pinned comment. But big up to everyone that's locked in. Shout out Steve. Steve, are you telling me first and foremost, you good?
Bro, Newcastle United played 2 UCL semifinals in the group stage, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That really does, I guess, in time, and eventually one of them will be a finalist. So it really does show that, like, we actually did a decent job at competing against some of the better teams in Europe. So it's crazy, man. But, yeah, that was – hey, I called it with Dortmund, too. I fucking called it. Because Atletico Madrid's away form. You can't just – be crappy against Almeria. You can't be just crappy against all these, you know, these La Liga, these poor La Liga teams, and then go away to Borussia Dortmund, you know, and expect to pick up a dub. Like, that's just not going to happen. That's just not going to happen, so.
Let's talk about it. Fair enough. Let's see what else you lot are saying in the chat. Continue to get your questions in as well. We will be live straight after here on the playback. Fats already mentioned it, Laker Nation. So the Pelicans are facing the Lakers in the 7-8 game. And then, of course, the Kings are facing the Warriors in the 9-10 game. Sheik says, nervous for this game. Man, not going to lie. He says, I think we lose on paper, but I'm rooting for us till the end. So Bonus and Barnes show up. I hear you, man. It's going to be good, both games. So we got a marathon coming up, people. In regard to Anderson, St. John Ingleton, member of the channel, says, why doesn't Usman Dembele get his flowers? Do you think he's so underrated? He's so talented, in my opinion. You answered your own question, Anderson. In regards to why he doesn't get his own flowers, because he is so talented. And then you watch him play today and you go, you shouldn't be this bad. Look at the penalty again. They only get the penalty because of his shocking first touch. If his touch is actually touch tight, Cancelo probably doesn't dive in. But because it bounces up off him, Cancelo goes, I can win this. And it's just 2 bad pieces of play. That's Dembele. Dembele's got everything you would, in a footballer, you look at and go, as a winger, yeah, you have everything. You're quick, you're strong, left foot, right foot, technically decent. What more do you need? And then you watch him play. And you go, you have all these attributes that you just don't utilize. And I don't watch him. Don't get me wrong, people. This is a small sample size. I watch him much less than Jez and Steve. But every time I watch him, I go, you could be doing so much more with what you have. There's wingers out there that produce more than him that don't have his talent, in my opinion.
He's one of the only footballers in the world that's ambidextrous.
That's it. The fact that he can, how many times we talk about wingers in the Premier League and we go, they always do the same thing. They always cut in and shoot. But now you have the ability to go down the outside. So Dembele, if he's on the right, can cut in on his left foot or can go down the outside on his right foot and vice versa. But yet you just don't utilize it enough. So like, what's going on? How can Yamal, who's 16, be looking better than you?
I think this is the one thing I say. Maybe Steve agrees with me here when I say that, but like, I only keep tweeting in the first leg as well that that's why I just struggle to rate Dembele as much as the ability is there in terms of like Dembele has been the same player since he left Dortmund. And
Since he left Ren.
Yeah, you can say that. The thing is, because I haven't watched, because I was way too young to really be invested in French football. In it. But I'm talking about just from the sample size, since I started really watching Dembele, since Dortmund, obviously, this guy has not changed as a footballer. And you can just see this, like, this is the part of the game where I said, and this is, which is crazy. It's been so many years since, yet his skill set is still crazy. But the fact that he's just not developed to a player where his decision-making got better over these years is why he's kind of like in this bracket of people don't really take him serious, because he has tendencies where he can absolutely just shit the bed. And
you know why he's at this level, bro? Because his talent solely carried him here, and his mentality. It's not the development. It's literal. You know why he's in the Champions League semifinals with Barcelona, with Dortmund, with Paris Saint-Germain? Because he is so talented that you can't not take a risk on him. It's just that decision making and his development.
Which I agree, but it's more to the question that I'm talking more to the question to why, to the actual question of the thing, even though I agree with that. It's because, like I said, which is funny, people forget Dembele was more rated than Mbappe at one point.
Oh, yeah. And did he not go there for big money as well? Was it not a big money
he
move?
He moved for
120 M's, and we don't, when we talk the best wingers in the world, we don't even mention him.
Yeah.
That goes to show. Not even saying he should be the best, or he should be definitely 1, 2, or 3, or 1 to 5. We don't mention him.
Yeah.
If they're not playing, no one's ever like, you know who I go, like, the same way. Even though he's had a poor season in terms of goals, like, he don't even get mentioned like a Liao. Like, Liao will get mentioned.
Bro, Christian Pulisic is producing more than him. Christian Pulisic's talented in his own right, but he's nowhere near as talented as Ousmane Dembele. You couldn't put 4 Pulisics together and get one Dembele.
It's crazy. So, yeah, to Anderson, good question, and you lot continue to get your questions in. That's what it is. Big up to, I just call you Brew, who says, just came from the Dortmund game. Craziest game I've ever seen live. Stadium was shaking. I just made the point when we were talking about the Arsenal fans leaving early, what a stadium can do. Like, whether it's in Germany, whether it's over here in England, especially when it's a Champions League quarterfinal with a semi-final place at stake.
You would never have any German club in that whole damn country leaving the game before the game's over. Under zero circumstances.
Yeah, man.
It's a European culture, and at the end of the day, like, we have to take account as well that European fans are very different compared to English fans, I would say.
No, but even though it's for me, it's like, regardless of you're from England, from, is that's not if you're from England or you're from Africa. Big up CQ, by the way. Big up. But for me, it doesn't matter if you're from England, from Germany, Italy, or Africa. If there's a big game where your team is part of the season where a lot of things on stake, don't leave. I say don't leave because so much can happen. Instead of just being there and actually trying to get the team going, it's like yes, the players maybe didn't do the job on the field, but it also feels like to the players it feels like you guys portrayed the players and you don't even actually believe in these guys. Like these Dortmund fans, Dortmund could have been down 2 goals. Dortmund fans are not going to leave the stadium.
I'm sure during the game you was drawing or behind.
Yeah, I think it was behind. At one point in the game, which was 4-3 Atletico Madrid, but then they scored.
Yeah. And big up to Jeremiah.
Who else didn't believe in certain Dortmund players? Ten Hag, man. Sabitzer.
Hey. Relax. All
right, man. I think Ten Hag's got to learn from Dortmund.
Hey, relax. You be doing City prop. Doing Manchester United slander. Hey, thin ice, my guy. You know what I'm saying? I almost called you the M-word. Relax. You know what I'm saying? This guy.
That's crazy.
Hey, facts. Don't shake your head at me in disgust.
No. I was shaking at Steve.
All right, Fez. Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Steve, hold that, man. Hold that. You know what I'm saying? My apologies, facts. Real one. You know what I'm saying? In that real one. My done. Hey. And yes, I almost forgot, actually. I do have to big up Steve, Fats, Jez, all of my co-hosts, except Ryan, everybody in the chat. We hit 11K today, so salute to everyone. Hey, claps in the chat, because you lot all deserve that, because you've all supported, man. So big up to everyone watching this live, watching this back on the audio platforms. Big up. We've gone past the 11K subs. There will be 11K subscriber party. When that is, I don't know because the schedule is stacked. So I have no idea when it will be. I'll have a look. I'll try and run one before the end of this month. It will be a Friday night or a Saturday night so we can get waived again. Because if you remember correctly, the 10K party is where the 16 out of 10 clip like blew up again. That's what it is. But yes, we reached 11K. All jokes aside, really appreciate everyone who supports the channel, man. For real. Like I always say, whether you watch live and you're in the comments, whether you watch live and you're not in the comments and you just have it on in the background, whether you watch back after, whether you're on listening on the audio platforms, whether you're all of the above or a mix, I appreciate it. Big up to all of my co-hosts. I genuinely mean that. Jez, Fat, Steve, who are here. Everybody else you see on this channel and contributing, I genuinely rate. I can't clarify that enough. Everybody you see here is for a reason. Yes, we are a big, crazy family. But everybody you see here is I genuinely rate and fucks with their footballing opinion and them as a content creator. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here. Because like I was saying on the Sarcasm City podcast when I was with Tox, there's certain people who can't get on here. And I genuinely mean that. Like, I'm not just going to allow anybody on here on a regular basis. So if you see me arguing and debating, it's all out of love and we're just talking football because that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Apart from Ryan. He's the only one I just genuinely don't rate and just can't stand as a human being, never mind as a content creator. But other than that, I fucks with everybody else that is here. Oh, yeah, CQ. Hey. Oh, that 16K subscriber party is going to be crazy. Man. When we finally hit 16K, which will, when I did the maths, and you know, maths ain't my strong suit, people, we'll probably hit that by, I'll have to redo it because we've hit 11K so quick. But we're going to hit that probably, if not by the end of this year, like early next year. Obviously, hopefully before that, because 11K is crazy. It is crazy. But now you got to get 16K subscribers for 16. Hey, that'd be poetic if we managed to hit 16K in October.
16, you know, people, everyone that's watching, you have to make sure, obviously, keep subscribing, obviously. Get this channel bigger. Obviously, bigger floors. Unless you didn't know we hit 11K. Shit, it feels like only yesterday we were on. Like yesterday, we only were on 10K. I can't even lie. This is crazy. Yeah. But obviously, congrats. But people, make sure to like and subscribe. But make sure you don't subscribe too quick because we're trying to get to October on the 16th, preferably, to get 16K.
If we get there too soon, I'll just stop live streaming so we hit 16K at the right
You know, like the teams in
the NBA, they start losing to like avoid certain players. We'll start not doing streams as much just to make sure that we hit 16K at a certain time. 100%. I'm looking here. Yeah, we hit 11K. This is the quickest we've ever gone up 1,000. So yeah,
That's
what took us over the top. The specials really jumped up the numbers. That's when I was like, all right, we're going to hit 11K. Because obviously, don't get mistaken, people. Yeah, I run bants and run jokes. I do projections on these things. So I'm like, all right, we're going to hit 11K here, 12K here, and we've completely obliterated. Because I do a month-to-month check of numbers as well. So I got numbers all the way back from 2023 in regards to the channel. So yeah, please run up the likes, subscribe. Love that, people. For real. I'm looking here. 8, 7, 3, 6, 7, 9. 12. Yeah, we won't hit 16K back, but yo, when we reach 16K, it's gonna be fire regardless. People, you already know.
Yeah,
that being again, speaking of 16K, get your 16 out of 10 t-shirts, people. SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com. That is SarcasmCityTV.myshopify.com for your 16 out of 10 merchandise, people. Two different designs, four different colors, all at the great price of, you guessed it, £16.10, people. £16.10. You already know. Let's see what else you lot are saying.
Can you quickly go to Cube's comments? She said, let's go, obviously, Jess. Kane needs to make it up to us by knocking out the goons. I said this already. Kane, bro. I know people say, just don't you want top five Champions League? First of all, top five, getting Champions League top five is fugazi anyway, especially in the Premier League. Don't let all these teams, like, they're fighting for fourth right now, fugazi into thinking they're getting Champions League like that. So, and even then, I saw an article on Twitter saying why Tottenham fans should be cheering on Arsenal for the Delta Sack reason because of top five. I quoted the tweet as a Dortmund follower. I called that with Mia San Mia. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Arsenal, bro. I don't care if you don't get Champions League football. Get these dudes out of here. And Kane, the biggest thing I pray for, there's two things I pray for. Either Kane prays and asks the goal, or a Kane 90th minute dagger. These are the two things I'm praying for today. So please, Bayern Munich. It's the only time I'm actually going to be on Bayern Munich's side. The only time.
Mia San Mia. Mia San Mia.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah, Steve, you want Bayern to go through, as does facts. I do. I. Hey, Harry Kane, I've said it before. I say it again. If you knock out Arsenal in this tie, all slander for the rest of it. Until
No. Because apparently, if Man City go through, then you're going to rely on my ass to do a favor again.
So facts. No. But I won't blame him for that. No. I won't blame him for that. That's not on him.
No. I want two English clubs out expeditiously tomorrow.
Yeah. Of course, we want two English clubs there. But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't look at that and go, you know why I'm looking at Harry Kane more against Arsenal? Because you despise him as much as I do. That's why. Whereas City is not the same like that. He has that rivalry with Arsenal. And plus, from a just selfish and personal perspective, City fans are nowhere near as annoying as Arsenal fans. I know a couple of City fans. They're all right. Jan's more annoying outside of football. She's very irritating outside of football.
Shout out Dabs. Dabs might win the FA Cup.
Dabs is cool. You know what I'm saying? Me and Dabs get on well because I'm not. Dabs is a level-headed City fan. And he don't really like all his critique of Manchester United. I can't argue with. When he's like, you man are bad. Yeah, it's when people start going over the top and start talking about history and all that type of stuff. It's like, okay, like, don't try and talk to me about the history of Manchester United. And when people go, oh, this is the worst you've ever been in your history.
No,
you realize, that's what I was saying. And again, this is before my time, but this is why you talk to the people. Old. We've been relegated. So it's finishing seventh in the Premier League or finishing eighth, worse than getting relegated. Well, you know what? According to some people, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it is. Maybe finishing seventh or eighth in the social media area is worse than being relegated. Oh, like, you lot are terrible in Europe. We've had longer droughts without winning the European Cup. Oh, you lot are so far away from the Premier League. We've had longer droughts without winning the Premier League. What was the gap from when Sir Alex Ferguson won it to Sir Matt Busby? Just do your Googles. We've won the Champions League 3 times. The Champions League's been around, or European Cup, I should say, has been around a long time. So if we won it 3 times, we've probably gone longer droughts without winning it. Probably. If it's 68, we won it in 68, I believe, and 99. So the gap from 68 to 99, with my bad maths, is much longer than the gap from 08 to 2024, if I'm to believe to be correct.
16 years.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that, but hey, we move. Like, you know, but hey, we move. Hey, yeah, Kaneki, man. Like, yeah, people just be taught. And that's what it is, back to the point I was making. Dabs won't ever say that type of nonsense. Dabs never going to chat to me and go, oh, this is the worst you've ever been in your history. Because he knows his history. Dabs knows football. Same way Yan City, she, as annoying as she is, she knows football. Let's just talk about the here and the now. You want to crash on Manchester United? I do it every day. That ends in Y. Cool. Well, yeah, that's where it stands. But people need to, and United will be back. Go on.
Who do you want to, let's say actually both the English teams go out, who do you want to win the champs? Are you of the like Terry Fluer's mindset where it's like, I don't want like a Borussia Dortmund to
either PSG. Up? Either PSG or Borussia Dortmund. I want one of those two. Just for Mbappe prop or Sancho prop. Either or.
And actually, if Dortmund win, that'd be their second UCL. They go level with Chelsea.
Yeah, there's, you know, that works. I can just post up. You know what? Because you know what I'm thinking? If Dortmund win it, Sancho, that picture of Sancho with that Champions League trophy, and I post that and just watch people go into meltdown.
Oh, yeah, bro. Just a dot.
You know what I quote tweeted with on Twitter? The Shannon Sharp meme, though. And this,
hey, that's the go-to gift right there. Right?
You can do Sabitzer and Sancho.
It's a bit so they don't really care about like that. But Sancho. But no, it's a bit
so any scenario that this happened, which is the crazy part, any scenario where I was first and foremost, I would be fucking over the moon. I would go crazy. But secondly, the fact that this would be in the same Champions League campaign, which United finished fourth with a group of Galatasaray and
Copenhagen. And I was in that group with the UCL finalists. Yeah.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Which is again, like, even though, yes, sometimes I say things like, I don't want to be in the Champions League if I don't think my team is ready. But sometimes you never know, because you might get a draw. Your team starts to actually fix up. Because Dortmund been completely, like, even dog shit in the group. But the performances in the Champions League are nowhere near to comparable.
Bro, you got it's literally a case of, you know what? You separate the Bundesliga form from the champs form. It's crazy.
Because I'm trying to think, if Real Madrid and Bayern Munich go through, as long as Bayern Munich don't win it, because I don't hate Bayern Munich, but I have no allegiance to them. I'm a big fan of Real Madrid. Love Don Carlo. Love a lot of their players. So whether it's Mbappe winning it with PSG, not only does he get a Champions League, the first one for PSG, then me and Taz was talking about this. He wins the Champions League with PSG, leaves. Then I want him to repeat when he goes Real Madrid. If Dortmund win it, Jadon Sancho wins it, over the moon for him. If Real Madrid win it, another one for Don Carlo, who's my guy, and people said they didn't want at Manchester United when he was at Everton.
Oh, yeah. I remember in October, right? October.
He's past it, and he's not good enough. Don't let him. Would it be 2 and 3 years for him? 2 and 3 years if they win it this year?
Yeah,
2 and 3 years. But he's past it and no good. So, yeah, outside of Bayern Munich, who I got no allegiance to, any three from those four, I'm winning. In an ideal world, it is. I'm not going to lie. It's between Mbappe and, Mbappe, my guy. So I need them Mbappe stocks because they're looking a bit bleak. So I need him to win that champs, to be honest. Well, if Dortmund win, cool. I'm just happy one of those two is going to be in the final.
Either one of them got a chance.
Yeah. And, hey, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, you must. You must, and we will be there.
I think it will. I can't lie. I think it will.
I hope you're right, Steve. Go on, Jez. What are you saying?
No, I was just saying, bro, they're on the clock today.
Omar Barada, man. Like, I'm on their case. Hey, you lot,
time is coming up. And I said, these two games, I might start a nasty agenda if these two don't go through. I might start, even though it doesn't make sense, fuck it, just for the day, because if Bayern and Madrid don't go through, because I just need to, this game will 100% end Arsenal's season for good.
Yeah, that's what I need. Arsenal's all their hopes of a trophy dying number one, City's treble hopes dying number two. I need that, and I deserve that. You know, and big up to Keep It Sports, who says big up Flawless. He says, I don't care if you're a Manchester United fan, you are cold on YouTube and audio, #LFC. Hey, big up, man, I appreciate that, genuinely. That rival fans can see, forget that I'm a United fan. They either fucks with me or they don't. So I appreciate that, Keep It Sports. For real. And it's all, I'm glad you're someone who understands, it's all jokes and bants. When United are bad, hey, Liverpool crash. Hey, you lot know this. These idiots here with me right now crash on my team every week. Every day that ends in Y. So here we are. That's just what it is. He goes on to say, I predicted the final a few weeks ago, City PSG, Mbappe Haaland. I want PSG to win it. From a narrative perspective, that's cold. Like, that's what the Champions League, I think, would want, like, UEFA. Like, that's an easy sell. Because you already know they'll have Haaland one side, Mbappe the other side, City versus PSG, and that's how they'll sell it.
To be fair, UEFA would be winning if it was Dortmund, Bayern München at Wembley again.
They would. Yes, they would win with that. Oh, that's a possibility, that. Yeah, I didn't even think
of that. From a decade ago.
Yeah. From a German perspective, yeah.
That would show that. These people talking about the Bundesliga, I think it's one of the best leagues in the world. I don't think it's far off the Prem. I don't think it's any, like, bro, there's quality everywhere and there's great teams. And, bro,
I mean, people call me biased. Unless it's Tottenham games, I don't really watch the Prem like that. Like, I've been more invested into this Bundesliga season for multiple reasons. And it's just like, this is what I said. Like, for me, I don't even indulge even in these best league debates. But it's just sort of kind of like where I'm like, Premier League fans do need to kind of calm down when it comes to these debates, man. But hey, man.
Yes, Prime's in the building. Yes, Prime. What are you telling us, fam?
Hey, Prime, hold up, by the way. I know you wanted Athletic to go through.
Hey, Prime, I tried telling you, man.
You look hella startled. Are you blessed?
Well,
if you're okay.
I was
No, I had the laptop muted. I wasn't hearing.
Okay, cool. Yo, you just not blinking. Are you good?
Well, no, I was saying.
Yeah, well, no, I had the laptop. I had my laptop muted.
I was just not blinking.
He was looking like he was looking at Lana Rhodes or something.
Because I couldn't hear you guys. That's why.
Oh, okay, by the way, let me repeat that again. Hold on. I know you wanted Simeone to win the Champions League.
Yeah. He's out. I didn't watch any of the games.
I know. We probably didn't. That's fine, man.
I know. He's out. He's out. Matson scored. Apparently, it was a header, but he's too short to defend set pieces.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a header. I swear.
No, it was.
I'm trying to do slander here. No one cares. Anyways.
Fair enough.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's interesting. Dortmund getting through. I thought Simeone would try and do more, but. Mbappe as well coming up clutch.
Atletico Madrid in away games. Not good.
Mbappe coming up clutch in the second leg. Fair enough.
Just to clarify though, Prime, he was awful. It was a Bruno brace. He was awful in the game.
Terrible. He was bad.
He was bad. And you know me, I'm an Mbappe guy. Like, that's my done. Like, I'm hashtag
PSG, because I missed the game too. I can't lie. What was the man?
When you say he was bad,
did you watch the first leg?
I know I didn't watch any of the games, but like in the World Cup,
before you carry on, did you watch the first leg of the game? The PSG Barca, the reverse tie last week?
No.
Okay, go on, carry on. Carry on.
The thing is, like, when you say he was bad, the World Cup final, I know everyone gets like gas because of the hat trick, but up until he scored the first goal, and Mbappe was missing.
Absolutely. And if you go back and check that watch along, just before he scored the first goal, I was cursing him out. Like I was today. But he was bad today. But like I was like, yo, you need to step up. Like I said this before. If I hold you to a high standard and I say, yo, blank check, get him to my football club regardless, I don't care about anything else, you have to deliver on the biggest stage. The Champions League final, the World Cup final, he wasn't up until that point. But he did. He turned it around. He was, but you're right, though. He was bad up until like the 60th, 70th minute, but then he turned it on, and that's what you have to do. That's why I don't hear excuses.
This
game any similar?
No, because he was bad. It wasn't just because the goals wasn't, like, they weren't good goals like that.
Yeah, like one of them was.
Like Barcelona went down to 10 men early, and he still was bad.
Yeah.
And they went out, and you expected
at least with the World Cup final, it was like you did it not only in like a one game where like it's like after this game, there's no more games left. And I think even when he scored, I think PSG was already leading.
Yes.
Yeah. So he only really scored when the tie was pretty much done. It was just to confirm that the tie is going to be dead. Like he put the dagger there, but. It wasn't anything near the World Cup where I was like, okay, you know what?
These two legs, did Barcelona set up to stop him, or was he just poor?
I think it wasn't like the England game
where it's like, okay, they set up to stop you and you give him a little leeway with that. You know what it was, Prime? It was a Bruno brace. You know when Bruno scores a brace where he's off? It was a Bruno brace. It was off. And again, people, just to clarify, that pains me to say that, but I have to keep the same energy. And that's my guy. Everyone knows that. Anyone who's been watching the channel a lot knows that's my favorite player in Europe right now. He's the
one. Who's their man of the match, Flawless? Who is PSG's man of the match? Virginia?
No, I actually thought I played well. Marquinhos. I thought Marquinhos played well. He made some crucial blocks and crucial interventions because Barcelona was still a threat on the break.
Yes.
Even though
he was down
to... Yeah, decent. But just to clarify, if Araujo don't make that challenge and don't get sent off, Barcelona go through. They were cruising. Yeah. They 1-0.
Why do you think Mbappe was so bad?
I don't know.
Oh, he got locked up and
Desire Emery play all right or what?
He did decent.
But I think the attacking, the white players really was doing Dale was really doing like an impact on the game.
Yeah, Barcola was bright. Here's how bad he was. You could say he was the worst wide player on the pitch.
Yeah, and he was still good though. That's the crazy
part. And there's Rafinha, Yamal, Dembele, Barcola out there. Lewandowski, even though he's a center forward, but just from a winger perspective, you're the worst winger on the pitch, no debate, over both legs. Barcola were even great today. He was just bright.
Yeah.
He were even just like, he just were even great. And it's like, yo, he just got locked up, man. It just wasn't it. Hey, semi-final. Hey, step up. Can't give you these plaudits because
who's he playing? Is it Dortmund, right?
Step up.
He'll high line will exploit that.
Hey, bring the Champions League.
How many teams should have exploited Dortmund's high line
This is my point that I say, like, even what's it called? We literally played them in the Dortmund Stadium, and I think we beat them.
True.
And even then the PSG game, people forget PSG was struggling throughout the whole away game until they gave the shitty penalty away. Rich Sulu couldn't even do anything because he was literally sliding with his hand tucked in for a tackle, and they gave it a handball. So
first leg is in Germany, yeah.
I don't know if it will
tell us now. 1 second, they've already put the fixtures out, so the first leg is in Germany, yes.
Oh, okay, that's gonna make it interesting.
First leg, that's gonna be interesting,
but I think if Dortmund can get a win in the first leg. It's still going to be a tough away because
I can't lie, Dortmund going through.
It's definitely not impossible. I'm not saying it's not impossible. Like I mean, at this point, I'm like, yo, these guys have proved me wrong so many times. Where I'm like,
you know what?
I just have to buck it, even if I don't truly 100% believe it. I just have to buck it in it because it's like they've been playing well throughout the whole season. I can't hate on it.
That makes sense. Without doubt. Flawless, are you worried about Mbappe playing the nine at Madrid? I can't see him playing left wing over Vinny. This goes against everything I normally say and all logic. Figure that shit out.
Yeah, you have
Vinicius Junior, you're Carlo Ancelotti, you're at Real Madrid. On paper, does it work? No. Figure it out. It's a problem, yes, but it's a fantastic problem to have.
Carlo can solve these problems.
I would love to have the issue of I don't know how to get Vinicius Junior and Mbappe into the same. And Manny and Camavinga. Hey, you know what? Figure it out. Because you know who's on my right wing? Garnacho and Anthony. So there's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? That's who's on my right wing. My center backs get injured, we picking between Lindelof and Maguire.
Yeah.
My central midfielders get injured, I'm picking from McTominay and Amrabat. So just to clarify, Højlund gets injured, we don't have a striker. So these are problems that I would love to have. Is it a problem, Jordan S? Yes, it doesn't make sense on paper. And you lot know me well enough, I'm normally on logic and system, and like, you got to figure that out. Yeah, I forgot about Mount. Mount is my backup options. A man are telling me I don't know about, and not you, Jordan S, but like, how are you going to figure out how to play Mbappe and Vinicius Jr.? And I got McTominay and Mount as my midfield options.
It's rich bitch problems. Which one of my Gucci bags do I take out? Is the red and blue one or the black and blue one?
Yeah, man. Steve can't say this, but I can. It's rich nigga problems. That's what this is. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what they figured out. Don't tell me about
it.
Yeah. It's rich people problems, these things there. You know what I'm saying? That's what this is. You telling me, I can't convert the loft in my house.
I don't know how to change the light bulb. Like, what?
Yeah.
Which one of my Lamborghinis fits my bitch's dress?
And me's here like, yo, my bus pass ran out. You know what I'm saying? My weekly bus pass. There's different problems out here, man. You're going to figure that out.
I think that's the beauty of the fact that Carlo Ancelotti is the manager that's actually overseeing it for the first season, at least.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like other managers that would have been like, they would have tried weird things. Like, if there's Tuchel, Jesus Christ, you might put Mbappe.
Yeah, Tuchel is
playing really good. I was like, oh, okay, Tuchel. But, yeah, Carlo, hey, man. I said already, man. Playback, there's going to be a classicals coming, bro.
Yeah, so yeah, like just to clarify, like it don't make sense, Jordan, this, but I've said this before about Mbappe. He's the exception to most of my rules. So you know what? Figure it out. Because I rate him that highly and he needs to step up. Hey, the stocks ain't looking good, man. You need a major trophy, Killian, man. You need this champs and just go out and leave Paris a king.
I think knock out Dortmund
to beat whoever it is. Yeah, go on, Prime.
Because what's mad is with Killian, like he won the World Cup. What, 8 years ago was it?
Was it 8?
No, one World Cup like 8 years ago.
Wait. Think... Was it 8 years ago already?
Six years
ago. Okay, six years ago.
Already. Fuck, yo, time flies.
2024, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus and Christ. That was kind of like maybe his second season, I think. So one of his breakout seasons, and since then,
third season. Like, at least
in terms of the Champions League, third season. And since then, in terms of the Champions League. I know he got to a final, but like he wasn't at his best in that final, and he hasn't.
He did have a bit missing this one too.
Yep.
Yeah, he hasn't really lit up.
And that was prime too.
Well, he hasn't really lit up like the Champions League or won it for PSG like we all expect him to. Now, fine, you can use asterisks because PSG are not necessarily run the best. They just do this whole galactical thing of signing stars, not really building a cohesive team. But they've given him the keys and built it around him. Now is his real chance to actually do it. Because once he goes to Real Madrid, there is no excuses. There is no asterisks we can use. You're at the best club in the world, and they're giving you everything. So either win it now at PSG or go to Real Madrid, where you will be booed if you don't win it. That's the expectation. Winning the league doesn't matter. Winning the Champions League is the be-all and end-all for Real Madrid.
Which, fine, but that's the crazy part about it. You say it, like, even if you win to the Madrid, you still get booed if you don't win it the following season. That's how crazy, like, the standards are over there. And I talked about it before. One, this is actually the best opportunity for Mbappe to actually win the Champions League since, I think, since his whole time at PSG, in my opinion. But else, because it's not like, nobody literally wants to defend in this shit. So all you have to do is score and you win your tie. Secondly, I think as well is the legacy boost that he would get, the fact that he delivered PSG not only the first Champions League, but also the fact that he did it after Messi and Neymar left. It is literally the first season without Neymar, without Messi, and he goes into the Champions League. Mm. Things would really boost like the narratives towards him, but it would really hurt him at the same time if he would lose to this Dortmund side because. I think a lot of people will look at it and say PSG is the favorites, even though Dortmund's been doing amazing stuff. And I don't think Dortmund should be just easily getting called out. I think because you know narratives dictate football, and people would expect PSG to go and do the business against Dortmund. Yeah. So yeah, man, I'm excited for the semi final and whoever goes through.
Yeah, what Bram said, spot on. No excuses. I can't say all the things I say about you in the keys and say you're the guy and people say baby go and
best player in the world. And
before that final,
hey, deliver. Yeah, go on.
Before that World Cup final, the last one, I was like looking at Mbappe where everyone rated him and I was like, I know you won the World Cup, but you play in France. I see you in the Champions League. Sometimes you have great games, sometimes you're a bit but I saw what you did in the final, getting a hat trick, dragging your team through. I respect it. But now, listen, everyone's saying like you're potentially GOAT status. You've got to start doing GOAT status things. You've got to start doing it.
Yes. Yes.
So unless you win a second World Cup, you've got to win a Champions League. We can't keep saying you're the best player. And you're going to win a Ballon d'Or, and you don't have a Champions League to show. Mason Mount has a Champions League, man. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
You know where he kind of saved himself from a lot of criticism? His performance in the World Cup final. Yes. Even though he lost, and this is what I talk about, is it's not all about just winning the trophy. There's a way to lose as a team, and there's a way to lose as an individual. As poor, let's say he doesn't score them two goals, and he's shocking for the entire game. I'm crashing on him. I was ready. It hurt. It hurt. Don't get me wrong. I hated it. You know what I'm saying? The slander he received. I've still not forgiven some of these lot for the criticism he received after the Euros when he went out to Switzerland. But hey, it hurt me.
Bro, I crashed on him during. Bro, yes, he's. I was saying worst player for France.
I was there. I know you, prick. I was there. You know what I'm saying? Live and center. And it hurt. But you're right to do so. So I hear your point, man. Hey, Mbappe, your time, man.
And the only reason he gets crashed on is because we rate you so highly. So when you don't, Rashford doesn't get crashed. Bruno won't get crashed on like that. No one cares. But Mbappe, we expect you to.
We do it to Bruno. It's funny.
Bruno.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
It's like bullying.
For Mbappe, if PSG don't win the Champions League, the worst thing that can happen is Real Madrid winning it. Imagine going to Real Madrid having won the Champions League. Them having won the Champions League.
It's like KD winning it with the Suns.
If he can't help them retain it, all of a sudden now the conversation is Mbappe's made them worse. Look at what's happening with Kane at Bayern. Even though I don't believe it's Kane's fault per se, but the conversation is Kane's made them worse.
You know what Harry Kane is? This motherfucker is the definition of at the wrong place at the wrong time.
But you get my point, though. You get my point, though.
Yeah, if you're getting the point, though.
We're out winning this season, and Mbappe goes there and doesn't help them retain it. The conversation is he made them worse.
Yeah.
So.
Whether that's fair or not, yeah.
Hey, you must. But that being said, before we close out, please make sure you run up the likes on the video. Please make sure you share this across all the socials. Let me know who's live to redirect to in the chat, please, people. We are heading over to the playback. That's all right. Well, what's it called? Raid to that front. But yeah, people, make sure you get over to the playback where we are live already for the New Orleans Pelicans versus the LA Lakers. The Pelicans versus the Lakers play-in game, people. Winner obviously gets that seventh seed. It has already tipped off. Fats is already over there holding it down, people. Fats is over there holding it down. We are going to be joining him very, very shortly as well. But before I do, big up to everyone that has locked in. Let me actually drop the playback link in the chat. Get over there, people. If you're an NBA fan, get over there. You can download the app for your app store or join the website, which is right there. Link is in the comment section as well, because we're doing a marathon, because not only are you getting Pelicans, Lakers, you're also, people, also getting the Kings versus the Warriors in it. 16 out of 10 content coming from Sarcasm City TV, as always. And speaking about 16 out of 10 people, the link for the t-shirts is in the pinned comment. The merch is out, 16 out of 10 t-shirts. So make sure you go and check out the website, browse, and get your t-shirts at the great price, people. You already know what the price is, £16.10, people. You already know. And it'll take up to 6 to 10 days to get. I'm joking. It won't be up to 10 days. It's only up to 6. But we move, people. We love to everyone that's locked in. Love to everyone. Love to
fucking hell.
Hey, Ryan, hold that. You know what? He's actually finally been quiet in the chat. Maybe he's learning. Because people are like, just to clarify, why do you always crash on Ryan? Because Ryan consistently tries to crash on me. He's just terrible at it. That's all it is. It's like little brother trying to fight big brother. And it's like, you're going to lose, but I'm not going to stop because your intent is there. He's constantly crashing on me talking shit, whether it's in comment sections, whether it's on live streams, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's in the Twitter group chat, whether it's a WhatsApp group chat, whether it's Instagram, whatever the case may be. So that's why I just consistently crash on him. That's why I am every time somebody on Twitter mentions 16 out of 10, just to let him know. This is why when he's in the Shameless group chat, not only will I at him with that tweet dissing him, I'll also send it into the group chat as well, just to clarify. Kendall was right. If you knocked on his head, it would echo. She was spot on. I'm saying, without doubt. She was spot on. And also the Don who said, aren't you the guy that said that 16 out of 10 dumb shit? And I've already screenshotted that. And every time he says something to me, I just post it. Just to let him know. I'm just a reminder every day of your mistake. That's what I'm here to do. Just remind you that you will never, ever escape it in life. Never. I'm here to remind him.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? I'm here to remind him. But yes. Love to everyone that's locked in. Anything you... Hey, Steve, let them know where they can find you, what you got coming up, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so next thing I got coming up is I'm doing Bayern München Arsenal watch-along. Then on Thursday, I'm doing Lille versus Aston Villa. That'll be interesting. And then Benfica versus Marseille, which you're going to join. It'll just be basic Europa watch on with Northside. So, but yeah, we'll be watching Benfica and also the Liverpool Atalanta. You know, Ryan telling me in the group chat earlier, I think there's a chance, you know, we could get past Atalanta. And I'm like, I'm gonna kill this dead, like you said. And I was like, bro, you are not going to keep a clean sheet, and you can see the first goal almost every time. So you're 4-0 down. So, you know, it was one of those. But yeah, that's what I got coming up. But yeah, shout out to
you. That's about Steve, people. Link is underneath in the pinned comment for Steve's channel. You already know the vibes. But yeah, we are gonna raid Hassam's channel. And all I need you lot to write, every time we raid somewhere, people, you already know what it is. 16/10 raid. That's how we raid out here. 16/10 raids, people. That's all you put in the chat. 16/10 raids. Yeah, big up Ray Ray. You can hold that. It's thoroughly deserved. Gonna happen to a nicer guy. Like I've said before, and I say again, I'm so happy this happened to him. And if it could happen to two people, and make sure it happened to him and happened to him again. Oh, it's beautiful. And there's more clips, people. But anyways, we are closing out. Hope you lot have enjoyed the Q&A. We're back. 16/10. Big up my like troops in the cut. 16/10. All that the dickhead. Facts. Big up to troops every single time. And speaking of troops, Arsenal, we will be doing that watch along. Well, it's technically today over on the playback as well. And then following that, we'll be here midnight for the sarcasm for the Manchester United Arsenal show. Following it, people. So you troops, already know
that is going to be. Out, look out, troops. Look out.
Under a rock somewhere. Make sure you go subscribe to Troops TV because he just hit 300K. But yeah, love to everyone that's locked in. We're heading over to the playback right now as we speak. So get over there. Let me drop the link in the chat. Again, the Lakers Pelicans game is going on right now. Currently 9-8 to the Pelicans, people. So yeah, it's right there. But love to you lot, man. And again, thank you to everyone supporting and helping us hit 11K. Like, it's much, much, much appreciated. And this has been the Sarcasm City Sports Q&A live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.